Shout hallelujah. Shout a Jericho destroying hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you real good.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
He brought you here to bless your life.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Talk to somebody and shout it.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good. Turn to another person and shout it. Real good. Real good. Turn to another person and shout it. Real good. Now turn to yourself now, May the Lord God bless me. He brought me here to bless my life.
May the Lord God bless me.
Shout hallelujah. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Every darkness in my environment, hear the word of the Lord. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power assigned to scatter my efforts. Can I hear the sisters here shouting that? Let me hear the brother say the same thing. You are liars. Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say this louder than anyone around you. Great physician, Jesus Christ, visit me in my fire in the name of Jesus. Visit me by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Let's sing this song loud and clear from our hearts, in readiness for what the Lord wants to do in our lives here this morning. Glory be to the name of Jesus.
Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear.
Complete, complete, complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am.
John. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. Oh,
I am complete.
Oh, yes, complete.
Complete.
Oh, yes.
Complete. Complete.
Hallelujah.
I am complete.
Oh, yes.
Complete.
Oh, yes.
Complete.
Hallelujah.
I am complete.
Since the fire, the Holy Ghost fire, since the fire. Pentecost of fire burning in my soul. Now ask me the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Lord God, now ask me the heavens and the earth by thy strength. Nothing is so difficult for thee. Hallelujah.
Nothing is so difficult for thee.
Hallelujah.
Perfect your word.
You are opposite to none.
Closed. And listen to me carefully before you pray these dangerous prayers. There are people here this month who have been harassed in their place of business, their place of career. They have been harassed. The prayers this morning, if you will pray it with holy madness, we mysteriously turn the harassment to promotion. There are three persons here in this service. God brought you here this morning because plans have already been concluded by the covenant of darkness to eliminate you. But if you will pray the strange prayers we're about to start praying now, all the arrows gathered against you shall locate the senders one by one. There are people here this morning too. Fear of the unknown has gripped your heart. Something is going to happen within the next 48 hours. If you pray this prayer we're going to pray, we should melt away those fears in your heart. Get yourself ready now. Pray this prayer with boiling anger. Don't care what happens around you. Just pray with boiling anger. Say, power of rise and fall. A sign against me. Can I hear you shouting this loud? There is somebody who needs to shout this louder than that. Death! In the name of Jesus, the power of rise and fall. Papata setendi kayaba. Ribosaponde kayabo shente rabasanda. The power of rise and fall. Deal with that power now. Yes. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. Don't say anything. Just keep quiet where you are. Father, I address this strong man who has been following this woman up and down. I address you. Release her now. And let her go. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. The triangle of darkness that has made it a full-time assignment to harass you. The darkness from your husband's house. The darkness from your own father's house. The darkness from envious witchcraft. All gathered against you, that woman. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. That yoke is being broken. Pray this again with holy violence. Domestic vultures are assigned to drink my my blood. Die! In the name of Jesus, deal with the vultures of darkness. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why you are here. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody should pray this prayer seriously. And if you are that Sister Faith, your name is Sister Faith, pray it the way you've never prayed before. Your name is Sister Faith. Pray it the way you've never prayed before. Everybody should pray with boiling anger. Powers! Setting deadline for me to die. Fall down and die on your deadline. It's a serious prayer. Can I hear the sister shouting it? That deadline they have given, let them fall down and die on their own deadline. Surprise! Searching deadlines for me to die. Fall down and die on your own deadline. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding here this day. Move us from strength to strength. Move us from glory to glory. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. And listen to me very carefully in this school on Sunday. The most important prayer. The most important prayer. The most important prayer. What do you think is the most important prayer you can pray? If you are given a list of prayers, which one do you think is the most important prayer? Oh, when we say, "Oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered," very good prayer, but it's not the most important prayer. When we pray, "Oh Lord, open my eyes," good prayer, but it's not the most important prayer. "Father, Lord, take me to heaven," fine prayer, but it's not the most important prayer. "I refuse to be wasted. My destiny shall not be wasted." Good prayers, but it's not the most important prayer. "Lord, bombard me with uncommon prosperity." Beautiful prayer, but it's not the most important prayer. "My Father, give me a wonderful wife." Good prayer, but it's not the most important prayer. "My Father, give me a lovely husband." Wonderful prayer, but it is not the most important prayer. "Empower me, O Lord. Give me power." Good prayer, but it is not the most important prayer. "Father, let all my enemies die." Good prayer too, but it's still not the most important prayer. "O Lord, anoint me so that I can do exploits." Good prayer. It's fantastic to do exploits for Jesus. But I tell you, it is not the most important prayer. "Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. A good prayer. But it's not the most important prayer.
Oh Lord, let me make it in life.
Good prayer is not the most important prayer.
Oh Lord, help me.
Oh, it's good to seek for divine help. But it's still not the most important prayer.
Father, protect me. Cover me with your blood. Bring the edge of fire around me.
Fantastic prayer. But it's not the most important prayer.
Father, manifest your power in my life. Father, advertise your power in my life.
They are marvelous prayers. But it's not the most important prayer.
Father, empower me
to rewrite my family history. It's a wonderful thing to rewrite your family history. But it's not the most important prayer.
Holy Ghost, fill me to overflowing.
Oh, fantastic prayer, that one. But it's not the most important prayer.
Holy Ghost,
change my life. It's good prayer. But it's not the most important prayer.
Oh Lord, crucify my flesh so that Mr. Flesh will die completely.
It's good that Mr. Flesh dies. But it's not the most important prayer.
Father, I want to be interceding for others.
Intercede for your church. Intercede for your pastors. Intercede for your country. Intercession prayers are fantastic, but they are not the most important prayer.
Prayer for revival. God, send revival. Oh Lord, send revival. Oh Lord, revive me.
Fantastic prayer, but they're not the most important prayer. I want to ask you a question. How many of you here has ever bought a copy of a message from Mountain of Fire? Any sermon from here? Anybody? You bought CD of our messages before? Wave at me if you have bought one before. Okay. If you put on that CD, can you remember the song at the front of the CD? Can you? What is it? Sing it if you know it. I'm listening. I'm waiting for you. I can't hear. Everybody is singing different pace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you know why that song? There are so many things about Mountain of Fire that people don't understand. Do you know why that song is at the front of all messages? Please put that song on the screen if you have it. The song says, it's in our in-book 714. It says, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I will be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Is the chorus we're going? Say, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to thee. Then he says, just a closer walk with thee. Grant to Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen. If we're also here during the 25th celebration, and you can recollect the 25 popular songs that was performed, you will recall that was the first one you had. The reason you find it at the front of every message is because the greatest prayer you can pray is for you to have the presence of God. In Psalm 16 verse 11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. in thy presence is fullness of joy. Your greatest prayer, the most important prayer, is for the presence of the Lord to be with you. In the same Psalm 51 verse 11, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Have you seen that scripture? Can you read it loud and clear? The same Psalm, Psalm 103 verse 7. Psalm 103 verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, but his acts unto the children of Israel. Two ways to move with God. He made known his own ways unto Moses, but it's only his acts the children of Israel were seeing. It is only those who dwell in the presence of God who can know his ways. People come to church mostly to seek for his acts. What he can do for me, what he can do for me, what he can do for me. But that is not the greatest prayer. The greatest prayer is to know his ways. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Exodus 33, verse 14. There are some serious prayers to pray here this morning. Exodus 33, verse 14. Are you there? Exodus 33, 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. So if your presence is not going to go with us, just leave us where we are. So the most important prayer then, beloved, is the prayer to pursue God himself. You pursue God himself. When you have that as your focus, then you have everything. You will begin to receive answer to prayers you never even asked for. You begin to experience God in every facet of your life. Because as a rule, the more you spend time with God, the more you become like him. The Yoruba said that when you have soap and leaf, and the soap and leaf, they have been together for long, they can become one. So the more you are in the presence of God, the more you spend time with him, the more of God gets into you, the more godly you become. So it's a marvelous and wonderful thing to dwell in the presence of God. It is a marvelous thing to lose yourself into God. As a matter of fact, I have no business standing there before you once his presence has been taken out. I would rather have his presence than to be rich. And I can go anywhere as far as his presence is with me. I don't care what direction it is, as far as his presence is there. It is even very dangerous to sleep at night without his presence. Why? Out of his presence, when you get out of it, there are multitudes of demons. There is death. There is discouragement. There is demotion. There is despair. There is destruction. There is sorrow. There is sin. There is confusion when you are outside that his presence. So the major question I need to ask you before we begin to pray, brother, sister, look at me. Do you have his presence? Or have you lost his presence? That is your greatest prayer. Because once his presence is with you, you are in the center of answered prayers. You are in the center of protection. You are in the center of victory. Which demon will come and start harassing you when you are completely overshadowed with the presence of the Lord? This is why the psalmist prayed. He said, cast me not away from your presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That's why people like Moses said, sir, if your presence will not go with me, I am not going anywhere. They understood. It didn't say God just disgraced every enemy before us. Just let your presence go with me. Once that presence is with them, there is no problem. Any divine discipline is more bearable than being removed from his presence. The Bible says Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord. He fled from the presence of the Lord. And when he fled from the presence of the Lord, he ran into trouble. Serious trouble. It's dangerous to have a Jonah in your boat. A man who ran away from the presence of the Lord. Jonah was in that boat. All kinds of people were in the boat. God was not worried who they were. God does not worry. What religion they practice. God is not even concerned where they were coming from. Because a man who had left his presence is in the boat, God was ready to destroy everybody in that boat. Destroy everybody there because of one man that left his presence. I'm praying for somebody here. If you do not have that presence with you, by the power of the God of Elijah, receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. You don't understand the prayer. That's why your amen is that weak. I say, if you do not have his presence with you, receive it now in the name of Jesus. And if you have lost his presence, recover it now in the name of Jesus. Because Jonah lost his presence, he fled away. He was going to destroy the life of all those who were around him. Whereas there was another man called Paul. He was in the ship with 276 people, mostly hardened criminals. And because of him, the Lord preserved the life of all those who were there. Because he carried the presence of God into that ship. May you become his presence carrier. In the name of Jesus. There is positive carrier. There is negative carrier. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of praise. They carry his presence. And everybody is happy. But some people, when they enter into a place, they bring darkness. They bring fear. They bring sorrow. They bring confusion. They bring all kinds of terrible things. That they carry negative presence. They carry evil presence. Unfortunately, many who carry this negative presence do not know that that is what is affecting them. I'm going to pray one prayer now. Whether you feel you are concerned or you are not concerned, let your sevenfold amen be heard in heaven. Father, I'm praying right now for anybody with the aura of bad luck, aura of misfortune, aura of failure, anyone carrying that kind of aura, Father, set them free in the name of Jesus. When you are in his presence, you stop bothering about enemies like witches and wizards. They do not exist there. They cannot even come near. They can't come near. Your story becomes like the story of that our brother who was living in a house. He did not know that the man whose door is opposite him was a native doctor. He did not know that the woman next to his own room too was a marine priestess. In fact, everybody in that house was possessed with one thing or the other. But that's where he lived. He did not know. He just got there. Was living there. Sometimes he would greet them in the morning, they don't answer. Sometimes they are very harsh. He didn't understand because he didn't know what he was doing wrong to them. One day he tried to invite them for a discussion. That is there anything I've done to offend you? They were not looking at his face. I said, no offense. But sir, don't greet us again. He went for counseling in church. Pastor, this new house I moved to. I don't know them from anywhere. But if I greet them, they don't answer. If I talk to them, they're just looking away. They don't look straight into my eyes. What's the problem? Pastor said, well, if you are not happy there, go to another place. But one day, I think the native doctor had had enough. And I called him. He said, come. Many times we are projected into your room at night. We see you with a halo of fire. Then there is a man with a sword always standing beside your bed. And so, nobody could ever get close to you. Sorry, where did you get your own power? It was then clear to the brother what was happening in that house. When his presence is with you, it is then you become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. When his presence with you, when you carry that his presence, anywhere you go, they know that light has entered. So in his presence, you stop bothering about enemies like witches and wizards. They don't exist there. They can't come near there. His presence keeps them far away from us. The reason they are able to affect many of us is because we have either lost that presence, we never had it, we never prayed about it, we never prepared for it, or our level of presence is low. The Bible says, if you move closer to me, I will move closer to you. If you move far away, I move far away. The honest and bitter truth is this. And listen to me, and listen to me well. The honest and bitter truth is this. Sister, brother, you are as close to God as you personally wish to be. You are as close to God as you personally wish to be. If you want to be closer, the ball is in your court. If you increase your prayer time, you increase your Bible reading, you increase your fasting and prayer, you increase your holiness level, you increase your commitment. Because as you are doing that, you are moving closer. You are moving closer. To move close to God requires some personal discipline. It is that discipline that most believers lack. And most of those hurrying to deliverance ground, they will not have needed to go to deliverance ground if they can just observe some simple spiritual discipline. A little bit of spiritual discipline will have got rid of so many problems. Some need to padlock their mouth. Some need to padlock their eyes. Some need to throw away certain dresses. Some need to start dressing one way or the other. How can you carry the presence of God when a marine priestess who calls herself hairdresser has spent 5 hours working on your head, and they have planted small crown on your head, and after that you say, anointing, follow me? No, the anointing will only fall on the lamb, not on the goat. It's the lamb of God that receives the anointing. The dove comes on the lamb. The dove does not come on goats. This is the situation. I want to carry the presence of God. And if we say remove your shirt or remove your skirt, you have tattooed the whole place. You have put different map, different figures, different picture of strange marks that you do not understand. Herein lies the problem. In his presence, you are spared some of the battles that sap the energy of other Christians. In his presence, you receive immeasurable blessings. In his presence, you receive personal contacts with the living God. In his presence, you receive angelic ministration. Angels are still around doing all kinds of things for Christians. The reason we don't get to see them working for us most times is because we have lost that presence. You cannot carry the presence of God on. You are watching pornography, you are watching all kinds of terrible things, you are watching Nollywood that you should not watch, you are watching all kinds of things you are not supposed to be watching. In his presence is clear divine guidance. In his presence there is deep understanding, very deep understanding. This our generation, there has never been a generation like this, where you have so many ignorant pastors, ignorant bishops, ignorant general overseers. So ignorant. They cannot even read the spiritual climate of their own country and understand the powers that are working therein. They don't understand it because that presence is gone. In his presence, you receive that deep understanding. In his presence, you receive comfort and encouragement. In his presence is where you receive supernatural abilities. And people begin to wonder where you're coming from. In his presence, you have divine visions and trances. In his presence, you have the breaking of stubborn yokes. When his presence comes upon you, you receive physical and spiritual healing. In his presence, you have impartation of divine nature. In his presence, life's burdens are lifted. It is in his presence you encounter the Shekinah glory of God. You experience joy, peace, and strength. It is therefore a tragedy to lose his presence. It's a tragedy not to have that presence. It's a tragedy when you cannot experience the presence of God. In that presence, you experience times of refreshing. It is in his presence wisdom enters into the inner man. I'm praying one more time that anyone here who has lost that presence should repossess it in the name of Jesus. No wonder that songwriter says, just a closer walk with thee. This is my plea. Daily, I want to walk close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. Say, I'm weak, but thou art strong. Say, but just keep me in your presence. That's all I want. That's why you find that greatest prayer at the front of all our tips. So, in spite of all the prayer points that are going to be called on that CD, it is important for us to know that those prayers are good, but the most important one is this first song you are listening to. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Day close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Sing it again. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant Jesus is my daily walking close to thee. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. It's in his presence God writes his laws in our heart. Writes it there. Makes us want to obey him. Say you have joy and gladness because no sorrow can enter his gate. It's in that presence we are cleansed and the joy of salvation is restored. A right spirit is renewed within us. In that his presence, things that have become twisted, perverted, spotted and damaged from the world, they are repaired. There we receive instructions, messages, teachings, revelations, information, answers, unlimited knowledge in that presence. I'm praying that the Lord will open our understanding in the name of Jesus so that we can know how to enter into this presence
of God
and we can be praying these important prayers. There are plenty of things chasing people away from divine presence. Plenty. Number one, distractions. Distractions. The undisciplined mind is the greatest obstacle to have the presence of God. Noise pollution, TV, video, internet, Facebook, Twitter, films, phones, those are the greatest distraction these days. Remove yourself from distractions that may be causing your mind to wander. It's amazing how urgent things flood our mind anytime we have serious prayer to pray. When somebody is to sit down, have a devotion, quiet time, the enemy brings a flood of things for you to start thinking about. People cancel prayer appointments. When you begin to cancel your prayer appointment, that is what we call spiritual malaria. The devil gets very worried. Anytime you want to spend time with God, gets very worried. So I want to spend 1 hour in the presence of God. I want to spend 30 minutes in the presence of God. He gets really worried and begin to bombard you with distractions to take your mind off it. You are wasting your time. If you say you are doing quiet time and you are listening to Those who want to advertise newspapers, to buy newspapers. You want to do quiet time. TV is on. Phones are on. It's distraction. Don't let your story be like that. The story of that brother. They called him. He picked his phone. I'm praying. I'll call you back. I'm praying. Distractions. Two. Second reason why people have been chased away from his presence is lack of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You have to treat the Holy Spirit as a person. The Holy Spirit is God's executive agent on earth. You talk to him the way you talk to human beings. When you are intimate with the Holy Spirit, you get closer to God. Three, is wholesale praying. Wholesale. That is, you are just praying everything together. You are asking God for everything at the same time. You are asking God concerning several subjects at the same time. That's what they call wholesale praying. Whereas prayers have to be specific. Ask God one question at a time. God loves order. So be orderly during prayers. Four. The fourth hindrance. The fourth hindrance is mechanical praying. Let your prayer be fresh. Converse with God the way you will converse with a close friend. The fifth hindrance is inability to pray in the spirit. You must be able to pray in tongues. The Bible says, he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. So no man understandeth him. But in the spirit, he is speaking mysteries. So if you've not started speaking in tongues, you better go to where they pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you pray in tongues, when you pray in the spirit, what happens in your life? Your spirit prays. Your faith is built up. Light comes and darkness will flee. Your spirit is charged like somebody charging a battery. It enables you to pray in the will of God. It helps you to focus on God. It confuses your enemies. The sixth hindrance is on unholy living. Every unclean life banishes you away from the presence of God and pushes you to the presence of the demons. And it's a very serious matter. These days, many Christians are into deep seated, cleverly concealed sin. Years ago, I was invited for a campus fire crusade. Thousands of students at that crusade. I was the speaker. Powerful praises and worship. Oh, it was powerful. Praises and worship. Very powerful. So, immediately after the praises and worship, as we were rounding it up, and the whole place was still charging and charging and charging, they gave me the microphone to take over the service. And as I stood there, closed my eyes, the Lord said, son, there is somebody here who has just finished sleeping with one girl now. Tell him to come out now and be on this altar and confess his sin. If not, he will die within 7 days. What kind of thing is this? This environment is already charged. Everybody wants to pray serious prayers. So, son, there is someone here. He has just finished sleeping with a girl. Tell him to come out now. If not, that will be 7 days. Well, those of us who have been working with God for a long time, you know, it's dangerous to disobey. You have to do it no matter what. So, Anna said, praise the Lord. They say, hallelujah. All eyes closed. Remain in your attitude of worship. But the Lord said, there is someone here. Well, just right now, finish sleeping with a girl and just headed for this crusade. You should come out now, or you will die within 7 days. The kind of silence that followed the aggressive praise worship. If you drop a pin, you could hear. So we stayed there. Everywhere was perfectly silent. All those who were saying, Shibara, Shiboko, Koko, they all have come down. We waited. All of a sudden, I saw a brother crawling towards the altar. He was walking sluggishly. But we waited for him anyway. And he came to the altar, crying. His crying did not bother me. His crawling, walking like tortoise to the altar did not bother me. What bothered me was what he said when he got to the altar. He Say, Pastor, it was by force. By force. I said, Brother, are you saying you were raped? Say, no, sir. It was accident by force. That's what you said. Here was a man, a worship leader. But here you are. He will carry evil presence to the place. You have an opportunity today to disband all those anti-presence of God's spirit from your life. And to pray the presence of God into your life. And to be the kind of person God wants you to be. In the tabernacle in those days, there is the outer court. There is the inner court. There is a holy place. Then there is a place called Holy of Holies. The high priest was the only man who enters the Holy of Holies. We don't have that kind of physical tabernacles again. But concerning the presence of God, there are those categories. There is the outer Christians. They just come. No touch of God. No group. No house fellowship. Then there is the inner court. Those ones have entered. They are trying their best. But they are not doing what God wants them to do. But they are trying their best. They could do better. Then there is the Holy of Holies. Those have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They have started hearing the voice of God. And they just need to work harder. Then there is the Holy of Holies, where God is encouraging all of us to move into. And many have not even discovered the route to the place. Are you here this morning? You don't normally do quiet time. You must have a daily quiet time if you want His presence. You must set a definite time to be quiet with God. Are you here this morning? You don't memorize God's word. You must start to memorize it if you want the presence of God. Are you here this morning? You don't hunger and thirst for the things of God. You refuse to give yourself completely to Jesus. Then you'll be far from that presence. So let's do so. Realize that there is no distance between you and God unless you create one. This morning, we're going to pray that greatest prayer. Rise to your feet, beloved. Rise to your feet. And as you rise to your feet, I want you to sing a song. Sing it as loud as your voice can carry you. Before we begin to pray now, sing it loud and clear. It's a song you all know. We all know the song. But we are going to sing it today with our eyes closed, concentrating on God, and in our spirit asking for His presence. The most important prayer is to enter into the presence of God. And for the presence of God to be with you, and for you to walk closely with Him. Once you walk closely with Him, that's it. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him. With a loud voice, sing this after me. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is our Lord. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is our Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus is the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Sing it loud and clear. Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. As many as are in this meeting today and they want to experience the presence of Jehovah, they need to pray this prayer. Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now, my eyes seeth thee. My eyes seeth thee. You need divine visitation. You need divine manifestation. Therefore, with a voice that roars like thunder, you will shout this loud and clear. My Father! This is my life. Appear in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for the Lord to appear. Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Those who want his appearance. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to shout this prayer 10 times. On the 10th time, some may not be able to stand on their feet. But it doesn't matter. As far as what you are saying in your mouth happens to you. Christianity is a supernatural religion. It's not just stories. You will open your mouth and say this loud and clear. Thou presence of God overshadow my life. Amen. 10 times. 10 hot times. At number 10, please keep quiet. There is a cloud of the power of God all over this place now. And I want you to be a partaker of it. Thou presence of God overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Okay, don't worry. Let's do it in another way. Thou presence of God overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Mapata siya likata yaba. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Yes. Aha, aha. That's the electric power of God. It's going from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All I need is the touch of Jesus. All I need is the touch from the Lord. All I need is the touch of Jesus. All I need is the touch from the Lord. Can you say that again loud and clear? Hallelujah.
All I need is the touch of Jesus.
All I need is the touch of the Lord. Father, we are gathered before you this morning. The psalmist prayed, cast me not away from your presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Father, I'm praying that all who have gathered this morning to listen to this word, let your power catapult them from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Every distraction to the presence of Jehovah, every blockage to the presence of Jehovah, let the blockage be scattered in the name of Jesus. Power to tarry in your presence. Power to stay in your presence. Power to learn from your presence. Grant it unto your children in the name of Jesus. Every satanic presence, every aura of bad luck, aura of sorrow and misfortune and tragedy, I command them to scatter away in the name of Jesus. As we go into this week, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your family with the blood of Jesus. The Lord God of Israel shall laminate your life with his fire. He shall put you in the envelope of his glory and fire. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. But all the prayers, O Lord, answer them by fire. In the name of Jesus. The last prayer before we close. If you pray this prayer and you lose your voice and you get the benefit, you've done yourself a great favor. It will be a tragedy to keep quiet while the power of God is moving from person to person. Can you say this loud and clear? Oh, I will overshadow my life in the name of Jesus.
overshadow my life. Oh, heavens, overshadow my life. Louder, 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 louder. Yes, receive the presence and the power of Jehovah. Receive the presence, the power of Jehovah. Receive the presence and the power of Jehovah. Receive the presence and the power of Jehovah. Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.